Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, African beauty.
And he's found one woman with a bigger farm. So you have when you're calling a bigger than a lady, in their minds, they're more the cows.
The Zulu man, it has got to be backwards and forward, both full, you know. So the tummy must show the back. So it must be a full rounded bagger, you know.
Well, according to souththeworld.net, Africans have big and rich diversity of cultures, of course, languages, ways of life. And from this background, the conception of beauty is different depending on where you are, given to the external and internal beauty issues. But is there a different standard for African beauty? Skinny and tall or plus-sized women? Where is the real beauty? Dark skin or light skin? Well, tonight we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. And now it's time to welcome to the show our regular contributor in South Africa, Johannesburg, Yale Fellow, Mandela Washington Fellow, alumni, entrepreneur, founder of Kenya Trading, Lucy Lovemore. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Sandia. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Thank you. And also, please welcome to the show, for the very first time, marketing and public relations consultant, founder of Cyberspace Marketing, the one and only Victor Ayeya Adwori. Welcome to the show, Victor.
Thank you, Sandy. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, anytime. And also welcome our regular, an entrepreneur, a businessman in U.S., now traveling from Dallas, Texas, Malam Hassan Jibia. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Sandy.
Anytime. And tonight, we'll be discussing African beauty. So, when you talk about beauty, what do you really mean? But when you're talking about beauty in Africa, it could be a whole different things to talk about. Well, I spoke to Laura Atien from Kampala, Uganda, and I wanted to know her take.
When it comes to African terms, most of the tribes here. Mm-hmm. Let me dwell on Uganda mostly.
Sure.
Most of the tribes here look at it in a different way.
Okay.
But depending on the region.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, when you go to Western Uganda,
okay,
Central Uganda, Western Uganda has the Banyankole, Bachiga,
mm-hmm,
Batoro, and then you have the Baganda themselves.
Mm.
And then you have some tribes from the north that a woman who is big or more curvy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they actually have nicknames they give to the skinny women.
Really? What is that?
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
In Uganda here, they call the skinny women Nabutono, you know?
Uh-huh.
You're too skinny. And they keep telling you, you know, you need to eat some more food, you know?
So to them, that will never be a beautiful woman to them at all.
Yeah, they feel like you must have some more curves. And the concentration is mostly on the lower areas.
Yeah, there are some areas, of course, right?
Yeah, you know, actually, one time I was shooting a documentary,
uh-huh,
and I was taken to one of the wives of the Kabaka. The Kabaka is the king.
The king, yes.
I needed to put on the gomasi,
uh-huh,
the traditional outfit,
uh-huh,
and I didn't know how to tie it. Because from where I come from, we are almost half naked. You know, our traditional outfit,
really?
beads everywhere. Yes.
Wow.
So the lady is tying the gomasi, and there's this thing called chikoi. It's an undercoat.
Uh-huh.
Put the
undercoat on top. Okay.
And she told me, "Young lady, you need to buy at least two of these, so you can get some more balm." Eh?
Uh-oh.
You know, when a woman is plump,
uh-huh,
you know, let's get more respect.
Wow. So you see the terms of beauty when it comes to the Baganda, it's a whole different ballgame. Not only the Baganda women, but I mean, I think this is the terms for like most African nations.
Very true. If you go to North Africa, you know, it's the norm there. You have to have, you know, a big body for you to be attractive. When you go to Congo, now for Congo, they love the
Oh, you, and you know how they dance, my friend, when it comes to that.
The bigger the band, the better. Unfortunately,
yes.
The girls are sometimes pushed to do, you know, weird things to get a bigger bum.
I know.
Because most of them cannot afford the augmentation of the bum and all that. So some of them have actually resorted to using chicken stock injection.
Oh my goodness.
As an alternative. Yeah, and the effects are horrible.
But because
they want to get, you know, a formidable boyfriend or husband.
Yes.
And his family wants a woman with a bigger bum, so you have to.
Hey.
When your uncle is a bigger than a lady, in their minds, they're more the cows.
Wow! You see? Thank you, Laura Atienne. Tonight, Let's Talk, we are discussing African beauty. Now, back to the studio. We know there are so many cultures in Africa. There are so many things you learn. And we're talking about a beautiful woman, you know what you're talking about. And men, what are you looking for? Maybe. Before I do today, we always like to ask women to be first in this show. Today, I want a lady to take a back, relax a little bit here. Lucy Lovemore. Let's welcome the guys here and see Balam Hassan Jibia.
Thank you. Let's do that.
When you're talking about a beautiful woman here, you're in Africa.
Women,
and you want to see a nice, lovely lady, you say, wow. Let's say you're in Nigeria. Let's talk about you're from Nigeria. You're talking about a beautiful woman. What are these people looking at?
A couple of years ago, Sunday, in northern Nigeria and Niger, women were dying because they were taking stuff that would make them to be plus size. Because the men over there, they prefer women that are plus size.
Wow.
You know, than the skinny ones.
Really?
So women were taking all this kind of stuff into their body, Chinese drugs made by Chinese, and just trying to be fat. Sorry to use that word, but that's really what they're trying to do, because the men prefer someone who's a plus size.
Right.
You know?
Wow.
But lately, I noticed, you know, things are changing, you know, women are walking, exercising more, you know.
Trying to be healthy.
Yeah. What I find a little disturbing is that all this bleaching product, you know, that people are using, and you could almost tell when you instantly meet someone that this is not their, like, natural, you know, care, tone, and that's becoming crazy. But when you say what's beauty, what defines beauty, I guess more and more I'm moving towards the Western definition of it. You know, like you said, tall and skinny and what have you. So more people are exercising more, dieting more, and trying to look a little bit more lighter. But there are still some people that prefer somebody who is a plus size. Because believe it or not, in Africa, that's still a sign of wealth. That's
of course.
A sign of somebody is well fat. You know, that's a sign of somebody from a rich background.
Mm.
You know, that in some areas is still the same mentality. You know what I mean?
As you say, Malam Jibia, some men, when you lose weight, your family is asking you, what's your woman doing? Are you okay?
Yes. Women that are married to men that are skinny, and their family always accuses the woman of, you know, not feeding the husband, or she's just giving him trouble. He's always thinking about stuff that he cannot even, you know, add any weight.
Right.
So weight is not completely overruled as a taboo in Africa as it is here. Once you're overweight, you're due to die.
You're obese and you're in trouble.
Cardiovascular diseases and what have you. That mentality has started penetrating most parts of Africa, but not all, believe it or not.
Okay, let's move to Mr. Victor. yeah,
actually,
tell me, Victor.
That is a very, very, very
interesting. This is interesting.
When you look at beauty from the African context, actually, it goes through some various stages. Let me give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
Like when
I'm not an expert in this, but then when you look at the regions in Swaziland, they look for the young and petite person, but then when you move to the central part of Africa, the bride is normally fattened to gain some weight so that they are more attractive to their suitors.
Right.
And then when you move to the Somali community, they say that the more the heavy set the woman, the more prosperous the man looks. So we cut across in terms of how we refer to beauty depending in your status in life or the stage you are in life. So it could be a young girl, you need to be petite. If you're more middle-aged, you need to have put some meat on your body. That means that comes out something people are looking for to say that you're beautiful in your own way. And then later on, if you're not giving your husband the status to show that you're well-fed, then the beauty disappears in the house. So it's looked at in different contexts in the African community. Though in the West, like we said, hey, people are trying to cut down, say, weight issues or anything like that. So the plus size might be people are getting scared of it, but I still think it's part of our African culture. So
yeah,
in the eye of the beholder. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
That's right. All right, let me invite now. Welcome, Lucy Lovemore, all the way from South Africa. Lucy, you know.
Lucy agrees with how... all he said, so I don't think we
can. Of course.
Hi, you guys.
You know, Lucy is from South Africa, and you can tell when you go to South Africa how women look like in South Africa. You know, Lucy, tell us. Now, with all this people talking about, you know, trying to be skinny, tall, and all that. Does that really, you think, applies in South African men when they look at ladies around there?
So, in South Africa, it really depends on certain cultures, you know?
Okay.
What I've noticed is that most guys, African guys, would agree with what the two gentlemen are saying. So, fuller women are what men actually prefer. But it also depends on the body shape. The body fat must be displaced in an orderly way, if I may put it that way.
Yeah, you mean in some areas, not just everywhere.
In some areas, not just everywhere. So you need your full figure, you know, your hip. But the more of the flatter tummy.
The eight figure, right?
The hourglass is what a lot of men would prefer, but it's very different from our Zulu brothers.
Okay, what's up with the Zulu brothers?
The Zulu brothers like the tummy. They want to see the big belly. Yes, you.
That is crazy.
Wow, you see, interesting, right, Malam Jibia, you know?
It's very, very interesting, hey? It's really interesting. So with the Zulu man, it has got to be backwards and forward. It must be both full, you know? So the tummy must show the back. So it must be a full, rounded bagger, you know? That's how they really do not like women with flat tummy. They don't want hungry looking women, you know. They don't like the Kim Kardashian kind of bodies. No.
That's not going to work with them. You see, so it depends on where the culture. That's very interesting, you know.
It's very interesting.
I remember, Lucy, at some point, I remember in one of the previous shows of the US, you know, TV, when Oprah was talking about weight gain and also talking about beauty, she said there's a place in Africa where women with stretch marks, with big tummies, big bottoms, we are loved. And everyone was like, wow, they were so happy. She said, yeah, we can go that place.
Yes, and that's in Zululand.
So I think this is what she's talking about.
I mean, if you go to Natal, you go to that province, Durban and Natal,
KwaZulu-Natal,
you will see even the way the women walk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they have got this chest out, and like literally tummy out, you know?
Wow. So proud of the tummy.
Yes, so the tummy literally sticks out, you know? It needs to show that there is a full rounded tummy, you know?
I mean, it's something like, if you say, Lucy, where I am from, the eastern part of Africa, Tanzania to be exact, if a man also has a good big tummy and big, they say this is a sign of wealth. This shows you have some money. And if you have a tummy and all of a sudden that tummy is gone, they say, wait a minute, is he either sick or losing money? Or something is wrong with this guy? Why is he losing all the tummy? Okay, you see?
Big tummy is a sign of wealth.
Yes. It was, you know, in our side, yes, like the northern side, it's more or less the same thing with the men. We're like, okay, this man with the old with the big tummies are wealthy, they are business owners and what have you.
Right.
So in Gauteng, where every culture is now interlinked in Johannesburg, so yes, what is happening there is we have got now what they call the sleigh queens.
Uh-huh.
So the sleigh queens are these women that are artificial.
Yeah,
artificial. So exactly. They are using everything from enlightening products to Chinese products that are making their butt grow and what have you. Yeah. We have got a lot of artificial things,
wow,
that are happening there that at the end of the day is not attractive at all. It just makes you a funny color. Like, I cannot even explain that color.
And I understand that. And I understand this, Lucy, because this is another problem. So I want to ask you, Lucy, when we come back and the guys here, who is to blame?
Yes.
Is this the guys? Because you are the ones looking for all these. So you're forcing women to go all the way to do what they're doing. So hold it right there. African beauty is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth.
Giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 1730 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 1930 UTC.
Right here on VOA Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in the studio with Lucy Lovemore, Malam Hassan Jubia, and Victor Ayeya. Right now, discussing African beauty. Well, according to writer Jimmy Juma Mulanga and Nixon Mbobochi, some Africans believe the concept of beauty does not depend so much on what a person thinks of him or herself, but rather how a person's conduct and behavior is seen and judged by the community. Some people, example, in African cultures such as the Kikuyu in Kenya, or Bemba in Zambia, or DRC, external beauty becomes the more important part that counts in marriage, saying that this woman is a marriage material. There has to be something else. Physical strength, for example, in hard work, could be more important instead of external beauty. But I spoke to my colleague, Solomon Abo, and I wanted to know his take.
Follow the line of the saying that says beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. Like, I mean, what I like is totally different from what you like. You know, we have different tastes. You know, someone will say, I like a slim, tall, beautiful girl. Me, I like thick. In any case, beauty, it's actually subjective. And when it comes to someone's beauty, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not just how they look, it's how they talk. It's how they treat people. It's their heart, their kindness. So beauty comes in different ways.
Right.
I'm looking at all those things. I mean, in fact, I love curves. Like, I totally love. I'm not going to lie.
You don't have a problem with curves. You enjoy a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
Curves. That's attractive to you.
I love it.
So if it's attractive to you, it's attractive to so many men, I believe, in Africa as well, yeah, and other places around the world. But also, do you think that if there's a cultural standard of beauty when we come to that?
Well, here's the thing. I think
is it a cultural thing?
I think it's cultural as well. Like, you know, so like every country, every like different, like, you know, when you come to the West, people have different like perspective about like what is beautiful. Like, you know, they want this woman. When you come to let's say in America, people look at men who are muscular as like the real deal. When you go to some
part of big belly,
yeah, they got six. When you go
pack
to some other part of like the world,
part of Africa,
people don't care. Oh, they're yeah, like, no, like, no.
Actually, the bigger the belly,
the bigger the belly, they tell you, oh man, you're living good, or like, oh, your wife is taking good care of you. You know what I mean? So the whole thing is like, it's perspective, it's like difference in culture and acceptances. And I mean, unfortunately, like, you know, the things we see on TV from the West has influenced us, and people are trying to be like, but in fact, me,
yeah,
I love meat.
But come on, you are the one who are spending all the time in the gym. Don't you think that women are supposed to do the same thing when they do that in the process they lose
good
weight?
Good question. But going to the gym is not just to lose weight. Going to the gym is to stay healthy, build your heart muscles, you know, build your strength, like get some, be agile, like, you know, do some yoga. So people have different reasons for going to the gym. Some people go just to lose weight and look some way. And some people go there just to stay healthy. Like, they don't care about how they look. They just want to have their heart like pumping right, making sure they are staying a little healthy.
But let me tell you, when you go to Africa today, you're big like that. And all of a sudden you get married to a woman and she loses all that. What are they going to say?
Well, don't say she's sick or something. But see, but here's the thing, though. So, like, you know, it's culture. There's a cultural element to that. But, like, me, like I said, what I like is woman, heavy, stronger. I love it.
Just like any other African man or most African man.
Oh, my goodness. But big.
Hey, listen, there's some people want petit. They call you petit. They say smaller, the better.
So it all depends on taste.
That's
like, you know, people like small, people like big. Whatever you like, go for it. Like, you know, don't criticize people. Don't create an impression that what is beautiful for you, like, you know, should be the standard.
Thank you, Solomon Abo. Tonight, let's talk. We are discussing African beauty, and back to the studio. Now, my question goes to you, Malam Hassan Jibia and Victor. Before you answer this, I want to ask you this. Is the gentleman to be blamed?
You may say the gents are to blame, though once we get into this forum of who is actually decides what is beauty, and this boils down to us understanding that once I portray myself in a certain way and everybody seems to be gravitating towards that person, then we start saying, why are they doing that? So I guess some of these things that have come in, things like light skin, things like the body shape and all that, to me, those define what beauty is. That's what I'm saying. In the African culture, it defines. You say marriage material, it's called the way somebody looks. Then it drives you towards having an attraction towards them. And this has developed a concept of gentlemen being the first people to blame. So, because they will not go with somebody, or they will go with somebody else on the basis of physical features. And I guess with time, we are moving into a direction of saying brains are more beautiful than what you see. So it's a very sensitive topic. The gents are to blame, but for all intents and purposes, also the ladies need to take a center stage in deciding that thing, what the gentlemen should like and should not like.
Okay. All righty. Malam Hassan Jibia, what you got to say, brother?
You know, man, you know, I blame the women and society in general, man, because we see all this movement, you know, people just trying to go back to nature, women taking off their wigs, growing their own natural hair. if we stick to that, a woman never expires, you know, no matter how she's looking. We have this saying in Nigeria, a woman never expires. No matter how tall, how short, how dark, how light, she will always find somebody that loves her, that likes her, that wants to marry her. But guess what? If you buy all this product trying to look fair, trying to look light, trying to look... Guess what? It's not in your genes. You're going to end up giving birth to somebody who looks like the original you. You know, it's not going to come out bleach. No. Okay, so the women should stop it. Just hold on. I mean, it's for healthy reasons. It's good to take care of what you eat, to exercise, and what have you, and dietary, and what have you. Take care of yourself as the best you could. But to go to the extra mile to harm yourself going through surgeries and implants and you know, skin washing, I blame the women for that. You know, they should love themselves.
Oh, so you're not blaming the men. It's Lucy, did you hear that?
You know what? And I totally disagree.
She knows I'm right. She knows I'm right.
Very well said, Lucy Lovemore. But time, as my colleague Shaka Sali says, is not our greatest ally. We gotta stop it and leave it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the West America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours 30 universal time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We will be back.
Spit the drama by.
Welcome back, and that's it for sure tonight, where we like to heartily explore African beauty. I want to thank my colleague Solomon Abu and Laura Tien from Kampala, Uganda. And of course, right now, I want to thank you all the way from South Africa, Lucy Lovemore. Thank you so much for your time, Lucy.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed being with this gentleman. It was such an exciting one today.
Of course. And Malam Hassan Jubia, traveling from Dallas, Texas. Thank you so much for your time as well.
Thank you for having me. Go natural, Africanas. Let's go natural.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we are. We are getting very much natural. We're keeping our natural hair. Wakanda for good, for life.
Good. Wakanda for life. Now you're talking, Lucy.
Wakanda for life.
You agree. I knew it.
Message sent. Also, Victor Ayeya, yes. Thank you so much, Mr. Ayeya, for your time in studio.
Truly a pleasure. Black is beauty.
All righty. Man, I'm talking. I like that. Okay. Well, Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be football. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat Tuesdays at 17 hours 30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
This is VOA News.